Welcome, members, to the Ice Cream Podcast. Look, it's the official podcast of the North American Ice Cream Association, where we are all about ice cream people helping ice cream people. Welcome to today's podcast. Look, unfortunately, we don't have any guests, unfortunately for you, but fortunately for me, I get to spend some time talking about one of my favorite events of the year, the jewel in the ice cream crown, per se, and it is ConeCon. We are going to go over some hacks to get the most out of ConeCon 2023 this year. Very excited about it, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's going to be one for the ages. So if you are sitting at home, driving the car, sitting in the bath, listening to this podcast and thinking, you know, maybe I should go to ConeCon this year, well, I'm going to give you some tips and tricks here, some real-world advice to help you get the most out of your ConeCon experience. Let's start with, straight off the bat, let's start with hotel bookings. Now, we generally get an idea as to how busy ConeCon is going to be based not necessarily on early ticket sales, but on early hotel reservations. You see, what generally happens is a lot of people who want to get into the early bird purchasing time frame, which in fact is now up till the end of July. So you're in a time frame now where you've got 2 months of $100 off each ticket. They call it the early bird pricing, goes to the end of July. And people know that they've got that amount of time in order to buy the tickets. It's an unlimited amount of tickets. But there's only a limited amount of hotel rooms. And so what a lot of people do is they'll go on early. They'll go to ConeCon.org. They'll follow the link to make their hotel bookings. And they'll book their hotel now. Now, I can tell you, at the time of recording this podcast, we're only 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks into our registration opening, and over half the rooms are already accounted for in our room block. Now, remember that when we are making arrangements with hotels and facilities to do ConeCon in locations, in exotic locations all around the country, those negotiations are done 2 or 3 years before the actual event. So it's hard for us to know, you know, the growth of the association, the growth of the show, exactly how many rooms to book. And we kind of have an idea and we have a matrix to do so. And there can be a little bit of increasing of that block if we need it. But honestly, the first hack is, if you haven't booked your room yet, you really do need to do that. Go to ConeCon.org, scroll all the way down the bottom of the page. There's a link there where you can book your hotel room. You don't need to pay right now. You just leave a credit card with them. They don't charge the card until, I think, a week before. That's the first hack. Got to do it. The beautiful Horseshoe Casino, previously Bally's, right on the strip there in Las Vegas, right next to Paris, right opposite the Bellagio fountains. It's a great location. Get in there early and do your ticket sale stuff. Okay, hack number two. Let's talk a little bit about ticketing and getting the most out of your ticket process. Now, if you go to ConeCon.org, you'll also see that there is a breakdown here of ticket pricing. And the early bird discount, as I mentioned before, you need to register before the 1st of August. So you've still got, again, another month, a little bit over a month to do so. Now, your three-day member ticket, if you are a member of the association, is $675 for the first person. And your second and further tickets, your additional tickets, are $525. Now, you must be logged into your membership account on the website in order to get that pricing. We've had people call up and say, hey, I just kind of went and paid and then I realized I wasn't logged in and I've had to pay more. So please make sure when you're purchasing tickets that you're logged into your account in order to do so. A quick touch on pricing. Again, $675 for the three-day member ticket. That gets you everything. It gets you the meals that we have, all the seminars, in the actual show, competitions, keynotes, breakouts. It's going to be huge. And then again, $525 for anyone after that initial ticket holders paid. What is separate is the pre-convention activities. Now, some people will say, well, are you guys having just a four-day convention? We may lean that way, but these are pre-convention activities. These are not included in your regular convention ticket. The first time is boot camp. We ran it for the first time last year. Huge success. 100 people there plus. $49. If you are new to the industry or getting into the industry or thinking about getting into the industry, that first time is boot camp is well worth the nigh on $50 to enter. This year, we are having a masterclass. So if you have been in the business a longer period of time, you have multiple locations, you have revenue coming in, and you really want to fine-tune that existing business or businesses, locations, take them to the next level, the masterclass may be for you. Have a look at the agenda. It's $79. $79 extra a day earlier. And then as always, I think this is the fourth year in a row now, we've done our Cornell Food Safety Workshop, Writing Your Food Safety Plan. That is actually capped out at 50 people, and we always get that 50 people every single year. So where I say, hey, you know, there's flexibility in some of the ticket timings, you do, if you're looking at some of those pre-convention activities, you will want to get in there and make sure that you've booked those ahead of time. Again, everything in there is in the agenda, so you can kind of have a look at that. So that's hack number two. Let's roll on to hack number three. Now, from the 1st of June through the 1st of July and nearly every single month leading up to convention, there are significant dates that you need to be aware of in order to either register for a program, a competition, a scholarship, and so forth. So I would get your calendar out, go to the different tabs on the association website, and just make sure that you're aware of some of the opening and closing registration dates for some of these programs. To let you know, from a competition standpoint, the Paletta competition is open now. You can go to the website under the convention tab. You'll see a drop down that says compete. Paletta, if you'd like to join the Paletta competition. Again, last year was the first year, inaugural year. Gangbusters, bigger and better this year. So you can register now for the Paletta competition. You can register for the Ice Cream Clinic and the Flavor of the Year competitions on the 1st of July, a mere hop, skip, and a jump away from the day that we're recording this. 1st of July is when you can go online on the website and actually enter or at least fill out the application forms to get your Ice Cream Clinic and your Flavor of the Year submissions in. I will tell you there's a great podcast with the chairperson of that committee, Christine D'Amico. I think it was the podcast before this one. Absolutely 100% listen to that podcast. There have been some changes to the program, and so some great changes that you want to be aware of before you join. Another great and new event last year was our Golden Scoop competition. We are holding the Golden Scoop competition this year again. But you do want to make sure that you register for that at registration. There is no pre-registration for the Golden Scoop competition before the event. So when you get there, when you print your badge, there'll be a bunch of signs up there. Sign up here for the Golden Scoop competition, and you'll do that. I'll tell you another thing, too, and we're going to have another podcast very soon on this. But scholarship, the Bryce Thompson Scholarship, again, the association is giving out $40,000. I'll say that again. $40,000 to college-aged employees of current member stores. If you haven't had an employee that's going to college or in college apply for the scholarship, this is the year to do it. A great program. We've given away over $300,000 in scholarship funds to recipients of the Bryce Thompson Scholarship. So, have a look at the calendar, get those dates, very, very important. You don't want to miss out on entering these competitions or clinics and so forth. Okay, let's roll with hack number four. Now, I may have already said this, but I want to reiterate, we did something different this year with your membership dues. For years and years, people have contacted the office, I can't log into my account, I don't know if I'm overdue, I don't know whether I missed a payment, am I current? And yes, you can log into your account and it will tell you whether you are due and when your expiry is. But this year we are moving towards a single date renewal program. So if you are joining the association as a result of listening to this wonderful podcast and you go to join, you will get a pro rata payment or have to make a pro rata payment from now all the way up to the 31st of August. Everyone is going to be cycling to a new renewal date of the 1st of September. It's very exciting. A little bit of work from the back end of the office here to make that work, but it's working and it's going to be great. And everyone can say, hey, 1st of September is our renewal date, so we're all on the same page. Challenge may be also, though, that if you don't renew, you may not be able to print your ticket at convention. So if you've qualified for a member discount and your membership isn't current, you will need to pay that right there at the desk. And we've had that happen last year. We had a few people who couldn't print their ticket, needed to then pay their dues. Can you help me pay the dues? Held up the line. Do yourself a favor. Do us a favor. Really ensure that you're following the emails and the prompts to make sure your membership is current at the registration. Well, on the 1st of September, let's put it that way. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the agenda. I don't want to go through it. But I would make sure that you're aware of the agenda and really go through and have a look at that process so far as what's happening and what you want to be there for. We get questions all the time about, hey, I'm only going by myself, or I'm taking a manager with me, and there are three breakout sessions happening concurrently. Are any of them recorded? And the answer this year is no. The expense of putting an event on in Las Vegas compiled with a lot of the other added expenses of the show means that we will not be recording the sessions. That being said, plan out accordingly which sessions you'd like to go to. The whole agenda is at conecon.org. If you go to the website, you can hover over the convention tab. You'll see an agenda there. Click on that. And the whole thing is there. So you'll be able to see that nice and easy. Plan out your time. There will be an app that will be available to you. So again, you can kind of check, hey, this is the session I want to go to. This is the session I don't want to go to, that kind of thing. Go through that. I will tell you again, keynote speaker, very excited, Craig Culver, founder of Culver's restaurant chain. A small family business that exploded into 900 plus locations all over the country. Reputation for excellence in service, excellence in quality of product, and you really want to make sure that you're there for Craig Culver's keynote address. We're very excited about that. In the same vein, you will also be given an opportunity, if you go to that ConeCon page, to have a look at the trade show floor. So we've done something a little bit different with our exhibitors this year, in that there is an interactive map on conecon.org where you can go and have a look at all of the exhibitors, and you can click on their booth, and you can actually see what products they're going to have there, if they have any specials, contact details, email addresses, websites, everything is there. First year we've done this, we're very excited about it. The suppliers and the exhibitors are loving it because they get to basically give you a little bit of a preview as to what's going on at the show. So you can find that also there. Check out the agenda and check out the floor plan. 140 booths this year, the biggest amount of exhibitors we've ever had before. A lot's going to be happening at the show. Really get in there prior to and plan out who you'd like to see, what sessions you want to go to, and you'll be as happy as Larry. Last hack, and it rhymes with hack, and I'm talking about pack. The dress code for the event, it's a trade event, so the dress code is business casual, which means that you do want to pack your look. If you're a khaki guy, if you're a skirt girl, a trouser girl, whoever you are, please have an opportunity to be able to make sure that you've got everything packed. Because we want to be able to make sure that everyone comes through and it's a nice professional sales business environment. Let me tell you what else you have to pack. You're going to have to pack some clothes for the supplier party. Now, every year we have a supplier party and it's generally themed. Last year we had a supplier party on the second night and it was cowboy themed. We had a band playing there. We had a mechanical bull, all sorts of things. It was off the chain, as the kids say today. This year we are throwing back to our 90-year history. This year the association celebrates 90 years of ice cream people helping ice cream people. And so for that, we are having a throwback to the 20s/30s with a Gatsby-themed party. So start sourcing your fedoras, your wingtips, the feather hats, whatever they are, the boat hats. Start doing some research now on Amazon or wherever you find your party attire, because you want to make sure that you're heading along to the Gatsby party of all Gatsby parties to make Jay Gatsby himself roll over in his grave that he wasn't there and celebrate 90 years of the association. Look, that's just about it for the hacks. We appreciate you hanging on the podcast here. We get a lot of good feedback on the podcast. So if you'd like to be on the podcast, drop us a line, info@icecreamassociation.org. All of the details for this podcast and the event ConeCon itself is at conecon.org or icecreamassociation.org. Thank you very much for listening along. And look, again, questions, comments, concerns, let us know. We'd love to help you. Icecreamassociation.org. Thank you very much. Take care out there, and we'll talk to you soon.